Hello, this is Neba Howell. Thank you for joining me this morning for this spiritual podcast. I was thinking about relationships from a spiritual perspective. It appears to me that a lot of my relationships have been designed to bring forth areas within me that were unhealed. And almost exclusively, it brought them forth by rewounding. And for a long time, I couldn't understand the logic of that on a spiritual level, certainly not on a human level. Why would I want to revisit pain? And I don't subscribe any longer to the karma aspect as it has been taught. I think we're in a different relationship with that. For me, if I look back on it, it's not about balancing anything from my past or paying for times when maybe I wounded others or any of that. It is more about asking my soul at a specific time in the space-time continuum, what is it that you choose now? And being able to look at that and say, well, you are choosing again misalignment and what the Bible called being unequally yoked, which a lot of people use to mean marrying someone or being with someone of a different religion. I see it going a lot further than that. Unequal yoking is being with someone who is not safe. And I did that a lot. Someone who wounded me. And I don't see myself as a victim at all. In fact, I chose every time because there was something in me that still was learning something from that. So these days, what I would ask myself if I ever chose to go back into a relationship with a lover would be, what is pulling me toward this person? And if it is an unhealed part of myself, then I have the opportunity now, with the consciousness I have now, to say, I choose differently. I choose to look at what's been revealed by my soul at this moment and deal with it on my own consciously, rather than being in partnership with someone who must then fill that position of bringing that to me. So that means I'm alone. And really, I'm absolutely fine with not having an intimate relationship for the rest of my life, rather than use another person to heal the unhealed aspects within me.